You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shlichas by Akum, okay? Now, in Hilchas Nedarim, the Taz quotes a Ran, where a person makes a neder. The Taz quotes a Ran, sometimes with a neder, a person has to be very specific when he makes a neder. When he says something, he has to make sure that he's specifying who he means. He says that when you say, all of you are us, sir, and of course I don't mean my father, you have to be careful to say first his father, that because he says all of you, it's mashma, he's including his father, so the neder could be chal already, then by saying except, it's a little too late, because the neder was chal on everybody. So he says, lamadati, the nusach habrachas sha'acha bekas amazim. When you say the Hainuk Shaimim Harachaman, when you say the Rachamans, right, which Rambam mentions, it's Kabbalah Sagoinim to say it, the Hainuk Shaimim Yevarech Oisanu Kulanu Yachad Bnei Bris Ulahoisi Es She'enim Ben Bris, right? In other words, because you're not supposed to give a bracha to Eina Ben Bris. Sheyeshna Sham, you're eating a right meal, and there's Eina Ben Bnei Bris over there. Your bracha should only be to the Bnei Bris. What you say? She'ein loyma ken. You shouldn't say that nusach. Harachem yivarach olanu kulanu Bnei Bris. What should you say? The imkain having a kopana b'chla kulanu yachad calls mashalosiyim Bnei Bris. El yamar mar oisanu Bnei Bris kulanu yachad. Yep, somebody the gazach. To be makbit so much, not to give a bracha to Eina and Ben Bris, and Yehudi, that you should say, Harachem yivarach Bnei Bris amesubin kan. Kulanu, whatever. But first say Bnei Bris. Means specifically, they mean the Yidden that are here. That's the Taz. The Magen Avraham quotes it in Hilchas Birkas Hamazon, and it doesn't end by Birkas Hamazon. Listen to this. Kshiyesh akum bebeis babayis noigen loyma kulanu yachad Bnei Bris v'kosva Taz she'ena nochon. The kivin she'ayim kulanu yachad akol b'cha al yom asanu bnei bris kulanu yachad v'atam. Now the Magen Avraham is adding, it comes from Yishayim. L'fisha asa levarach akum deksiv loy sachanim. Right, you're not supposed to. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says right that you're not supposed to give a shevach them unless it's negeya for you to get something out. But stam is to get my yofa akum ze my noim akum ze akum, meaning the person, not the Avodah Zarah. Right, so you shouldn't say it. So that's including like sachanim, right? Avada, you know, because I guess it's negeya this week. You know, when you thank your whoever works for you, avada can say you did a good job, you did this. But stamazoy, that's not negeya. They're not going to do a good job. You know, you can't do it. If you make a kiddush Hashem, or it's negeya helping you in your business. But stam, you see someone, you tell them, oh, you know, I like that jacket. I don't know. Maybe if you make kiddush Hashem, echveis nish. You know, I'm not, but you can't usually do. So there you had no reason to, especially the Akum doesn't know what you're talking about, right? You're saying, you're benching and you're saying this. Right? Sheyesh mumer. What if there's a mumer lavoy de zara? Right? Emesdik mumer, again, we're not going to what a mumer is, how to paskin what a mumer is, but there's something called a mumer, right? We know there's a mumer lavoy de zara, right? A yid who went to yeshiva, learned, and a chman of son, especially in those days, used to be machlef his religion. Sheyesh mumer la'akum makam suda also tzach loyma b'nei bris. The mumer ain't a b'chlab bris. And we'll see what that is. K'mosh arav nu toises b'sanhejin daf ayin beiz. The Gemara says that you see a fellow, Reuven, running after Shimon. Again, I'm sorry, Reuven. Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him. So there's one man da'amar that you have to give him a sra. Toshma, reitav shoy, reitav achaveri. Laharga, amar la re'ei Yisrael hu. He's a yid. Uben brisu. And he's a ben bris. It's not that you have the right necessarily to be right of an akum, but you're not chayv misa. Right? Rashi in three sedras from now will be saying that. Ve'eyu v'loy akum. Right? Ki yazid isha ve'ey la'agar ba'arma. Me'yum is b'chenet kachos. Lamas. Rashi says ve'eyu v'loy akum. It's Gemara's all over. Except the Gemara doesn't bring any drasha, but it's the censor took that out. They're afraid of that. But akoponim, the din is yapata if you kill, if you murder an akum, right? Yapata. But it says ben bris. So it says two things. Yisrael or ben bris. What does it mean ben bris? Zoktoisis, Yisrael v'loy akum, ben bris v'loy mumer lavoy dezara. The Mumarin Avodah Zarah Meridin V'Lamaylin. We know there's a Gemara, right? Avodah Zarah, other places. The Gemara says, Amumal Avodah Zarah, you not only have a right, you mechuyev really to, according to the Masvishayim, means to be mesoivev misasim. Talk about a real Mumar, not talk about Bezman Hazeh, like the Chazon Ish writes. Nowadays we don't have these halachas, but a real Mumar, right, you go ahead and you dispose of him, right? You do something like they used to do in the mikveh. That's what they used to do, right? When he went to the mikveh, the mumer on Friday, they made sure he didn't come out, all right? Well, he went to the mikveh, yeah. He was a good Jew. Because he was a mumer. It was mostly moisrin, people who were moisrin. They used to have moisrin. People who used to, you know, inform the governments, and it was those days especially, it was Mamshek Ritzicha. They made money, but they used to go to mikveh. That's what people used to do. Can you do a?
They were firm. They went to the mikveh. Yeah.
That's what we said. Yeah, yeah. So Kaponim, it says here, Ben Bris, that a mumer is not called a Ben Bris. Therefore, since a mumer, right, we know, we've learned over the years, a mumer's shchita is no good, a mumer's yayin, a mumer's pa, and so forth and so on. Therefore, if you're eating with a mumer, also say, Racham Yivarch B'nei Bris Lafuke Mumer. That's what the Magen Avraham is adding. Ukshiyesh mumer la'avodas la'akum, b'makam su'd tzachlam b'nei bris, the mumer ain't a b'chal bris, k'mosh amur tais sanhedrin, kosher. If a mum is not a ben bris, imkein lama kosav rama in Ebenezer. The mumer dinai kapasol edus deraisa. Mashrim de miskayim agepa chasav mutal l'sholchal yidei mumer l'kuli alma teipak l'edeina nasa shlich v'ein a ben bris. In the Ramah it's mashma that you could send a mumer as a shliach. Now, we have a klal that an akum can't be a shliach. Right? Ein shlichas la'akum, the Gemara says. So where do you know that from? Because it says a pasuk. We'll see the Gemara. That we'll see the Gemara. And since that pasuk is mamad akum, it should be mamad a mumer too. Now, why is he picking on this lashon of Tosfos? We'll see. Because the ikar of shlichus is, we'll see a Gemara, is totally in ben bris. But let's first see the Gemara, how it goes. Number three, the Gemara in Gittin. Bo'iminei, Merab Ami. Eved, ma'u shiyase shliach lekabel get isha miyad bayil. Can a woman send a get, right? The woman doesn't want to be there to see her husband giving her a get, so she sends a shliach, it's done many times, right? And memela, the shliach is mekabel the get for her. Or it's not shach for them to be in the same place, right? She's in California, he's in New York, so she sends somebody who's going to New York and they do the get over there. Right? Can he be a shliach? Can Eved Knani be a shliach? Amalahu. So the Gemara says, "Mid the kapasa leila akum." Since you taught us that, right in the Mishnah over there, it talks about who could be a shliach. A cotton cherish and shliach shaitan. A cotton can't be. A akum can't be. So just like an akum, the kapasa akum mechlal that you tell me only akum is. We know an Eved is more than akum. He has kedushas Yisrael. Where do we know that from? We know Taka also going to be learning in a few sedges from now, because there's a din of Yayma Yamayim. Right? Besides that, we know that Eved has to keep mitzvahs. But the Pshat, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that if his Adon kills him, and he has Yayma Yamayim, if he lives for 24 hours, he doesn't get punished, his Adon. He doesn't get Misa. Mashma if anyone else, or if he dies within 24 hours, you do. It's called a Re'eyu. In fact, The Prima Gadam has a shal is din vahafta recha kamaicha on Eved Knani. Pashas, you see, there is. He's called Re'eyu. But whenever it is, Eved is on a different madrega than Akum. So Akum is good. Amar Bas, that's what Gemara wants to say at this point. Then Gemara says, Amar Bas Yer Bechanan, Eina Eved nasa shriach lekabel get leishim yab. He can't. Why? She'eina, lefi she'eina betaris gitin kedushin. Because since the Gemara says, Am adayim lechamar, he has no gitin kedushin, to be a shliach for something, you have to be someone who can be poiled that chalois. In other words, there's certain things, avada, maybe you can make someone a shliach, before we get into akum, a shliach to do an action. An action is an action, that's the bottom line, right? If an eved is kosher a mila, so the action was done, the mila was done. But if it's a chalois, like gitin kedushin, since he can't bring the chalois for himself, that effect, the chalois, therefore, we say that he's not a shliach. That's what the Gemara wants to say.
Isn't he returns the kabel get shechur?
What? Get shichur, but not. But not. This is Gittin. This is gittin. Gittin, he has no gittin kedusha. Get shichur is a different thing. Get shichur is mamanis. That's what it is. Mamanis is it. So that the Gemara says ain't a new svar called ain't a batar's gittin kedusha.
Yeah.
What? Which one?
No,
oh. Maskefla, Rabbi Loza. Taima b'milsa de lesser. You're telling me the reason he can't be an Evan is because he can't be a shliach. Sorry, is because he's not in the parsha of gittin kedushin. Ha b'milsa, he says something he is in kosher. Or it's va akum. Let's take akum. Va kusi. Let's leave what kusi means over here right now. The isnayu b'toyras truma de nafshayu. There's a mandoma that way. The tnan ha oivik achavim vakusi shtar mishlam truma sa truma. If an akum takes off truma, the Gemara learns it's only one mandama, but the one mandama holds akum can be mafresh truma, and since he can be mafresh truma, he could right. You would say he's a good shliach because he's betayrus truma. In other words, a cotton can't be mafresh truma, so avada can't send a cotton because he's not betayrus truma. Let's say, but akum is. Why can't for tnan oivik achavim shtar mishis afil b'shus ain't truma sa truma. My time. Let's first explain that a second. We'll talk about easy challah. Right? Your wife takes challah. That's truma. That's what it is. You're being mad. Truma is a very interesting zach. In other words, it's not shchita. If somebody goes into your house and shechts your behema, what's the din? It's shechta. There's nothing to talk about. The mitzvah is shechta. Somebody comes into your house and mafresh your challah. It's not. Why? Because shchita doesn't need das. Truma, freshest truma needs das. To have das, you have to do it, or your shliach has to do it. But if somebody does it without permission from you, right, your wife could be your shliach. Why am I saying that? Because it's not her bread. It's yours, after all, hopefully. Depends who's making more money, I guess. But depends how you worked out, what?
Depends of her salary.
Yeah, it depends, you know, how you worked out.
Sitting and learning,
how
you worked and she's the one that's the bread.
Yeah, and you say, well, she's still good. Yeah, and you say that you worked out. But in a chanami, a shliach, you need shlichas by truma. And that's where you know shlichas. The Gemara says, it says the word, gam atem. So Gemara says, atem, gam atem, l'rabas shluchachem. That's where you know shlichas from truma. You know that's one of the psukim shlichas. A few psukim v'tznam. Akum shetarm shafi yisoan shemas shum. My time. So what's the reason? Because the teretz is because the pasuk says gam atem to be marbi yishliach. So we say lav mishum de ksiv gam atem ma atem yisrael av shluchachem yisrael. Yeah, you have to be yisrael. So too, your shliach has to be a Yisrael. Oh, so even though Akum is could do a freshest truma, but he's not a Yisrael, that you can't make him into a shliach. Whereas in order at this point, the Gemara holds, in order to be a shliach, you have to be a a Yisrael. So let's just look at four, so we can follow Rashi. Lav mishum. Look at the first Rashi. The shlichas the truma the ksiv kain tarimu gam atem v'dashinin midematzi mechdom atem kain tarimu atem. What does it say? Because of gam atem. What's the gam? Gam is a riboy. L'rabas shluchem v'iskish. We make a hekesh shliach l'sholchoy b'haikro l'meimer the ma atem b'nei Yisrael av shluchem Yisrael. Your shliach has to be al Yisrael. Umahai miut. Rashi's explaining the Gemara's kasha now. Ikim miut and nami le'eved shetam shisrael b'vishus. Eved is not called a Yisrael. He's called an eved knani with certain dinim like a Yisrael, but he's still not called a Yisrael. Therefore, what do you have to tell me that he's not good because he's not b'teres gitin v'kedushin? Just say the reason he's not good is because he's not a Yisrael. Let's go back to the Gemara. So Gemara says no. Amri, right, the last line, last two lines. Amri debay rabbianai loy. That's not the reason. The drasha is not my atem Yisrael, ma atem b'nei bris, which many of you remember such a gemara. This is it. Ma atem b'nei bris av shluchachem b'nei bris. The condition in shlichas is just like you're a ben bris, your shliach has to be a bread bris. Oh, so now it changes. What? Let's look in Rashi now. Loy, ma atem b'nei bris. Mahulim ubo bris mitzvahs, right? Either you have bris mila because we have it, even if you're not gemaled or ish is called ubo bebris mitzvah. That's what Rashi touches up. Af shluchem bnei bris, afuki akum. Akum is called an arul, right? Akum is not chayv mitzvahs. Aval eved ben brisu diksiv mechoyte veitzacha shayv meimecha laavrcha bebris. Right? It says that they went, everybody, mechoyte veitzacha shayv meimecha means the avadim knanim, right? You know who's that avadim knanim, right? Even in Mitzrayim. And therefore they're called bnei bris. So basically Gemara says like this. The reason that Akum can't be a shliach, even in things that he could do, is why? Because he's not a ben bris. The reason that Eved can't be in Gittin Kedush, because he's not what? He's not the Gittin Kedush. But in something he isn't, let's say Eved's kasha for Mila, Avadi can make him a shliach to do Mila for you. Why? Because he's a ben bris. So what does it come out from this Gemara? That what you need in order to become a shliach is be a ben bris. Just like the Mishalech is a ben bris, so too the shliach has to be a ben bris. So that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. He says, I don't understand something. Right? Let's go back to the Magen Avraham. Now we understand the kasha. He says, in the Ramah, it's mashma that you could send a get with a mumar. Typically, they ain't an asashim, shem ben bris. He's not a ben bris. I've had a mumar, even though they gave him a din like an akum, but lamaisa, he does give a get, right? Rahman Slan in Petersburg, right? It's called Petersburg, right? Now I think it's called again Petersburg, but it used to be Leningrad, right? So it used to be called Petersburg. It's still called Petersburg. I think they, after the communist war fell. So Rabitzel Blaza was the Rav there. And one of the reasons Yisrael Salanta wanted him to go, his Talmidim, go to big cities to make a car of Yidin, and that's where he went. And he left it. He became an owner of a tavern, or what they call nowadays a bar, I guess, right, of a tavern. So he asked him, he was a Goyen Adir, a big Mamun. He says, what do you, he says, it's easier to be a tavern than to be a Rav in Petersburg. At least I could think and learning. But the real reason was, and the evidence told us, is because there were so many mumarim in those days in Russia, in Tsarist Russia, there were so many mumarim, people who became, you know, knightsmen, that you know, for jobs, whatever it is. And the wives wanted to get a divorce, and they would make him go to church, right, in order to get a get, right? And he did it in order to be, that girls, you know, B'nai Yisrael shouldn't be agunas. But he says it bothered him so much, he couldn't do it. But Avada Mumar can give a get, right? He's Bitar is Gitin V'Kedushin. You don't make him an Akum Lakula, only L'Chumra. But so why can't he be a Shliach? He's a Ben Bris. That's the Magen Avraham's Kasha, right? That why could he be a Shliach? He's not a Ben Bris. Right? Tosfos says that if he's not called a Ben Bris. So Shlichus he shouldn't be. That's the Magen Avraham's Kasha. So there's a Sefer called Evan Oizer. So Rav Akiva Eiger quotes him a lot of times. He's a big Goyen, you know, like 300 years ago, 250. And he has a few, you know, we don't have many Sfarim for him. We have a Sefer called Evan Oizer, a little on Shas, and Evan Oizer on Ebenezer, and Evan Oizer on Arachayim. Let's see what's printed here. So he answers the Magen Avraham's Kasha, and will speak out. I guess we'll speak everything out, including Rav Akiva Eiger, like this. Before I say what he says, we'll bring a shita. There's a shita's Masas Binyamin, Mem Sin Shin Aleph Tav Binyamin. He's quoted by, he's an early Achren, he's quoted by the Magen Avraham, he's quoted by the Shach, and he's quoted by the Beis Shmuel. They all quote him for one thing, that even though ain shlichus la'akum, but that means he can't be a shliach for a yid. But one akum for another akum, he could be a shliach. That's what he says. For instance, the Magen Avraham brings in Hilchis Pesach. He says, if you're selling your chametz to an akum, and he's not here, but so you can make a shliach to sell it to the one that's really buying it. Okay, nowadays they do a little different, but let's say that there's one akum staka going to buy it. So you make, and he's kind of come for some reason, you make a shliach. So he could be a shliach for the akum. Yeah, shliach is akum. Or Beis Shmuel brings it, lagabe, spaying or neutering, whatever they call it. One is a female, one's a male. I don't understand, a male, female, right? You have a dog. right? And you want to spay the dog. You're not allowed to spay a dog, right? It's usur, right? What about your veterinarian? Well, he's an akum. Rambam paskens, he's not allowed either. You can't do it. So can you go ahead and tell him, listen, Johnny, do me a favor, here's akum to do it. So then akum is a shliach for Johnny. Could be that's usur too. I ain't shliach advar veira. Do we say it by an akum? But let's forget about that. What about shliches? So the Masa, they say, the Masa Bin Yama says, there is shliches from an akum to an akum. The shaila is why? So here the Evan Ezer says such a beautiful and shot in the Gemara. It's so beautiful. Rav Kibbeh brings it out. What's the criteria to become a shliach? Ben bris, and you have to be a ben bris. Why? Ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchem b'nei bris. In the Havamina Gemara, what did the Gemara think it means? Ma'atem Yisrael, af shluchem Yisrael. What changed? Where did the Chazal see in the Pasuk that the criteria is b'nen bris? Why isn't it Yisrael? In other words, big enough Kamina. If you say ma'atem Yisrael, af shluchem, see, not only you're mamad an akum, you're mamad also what? A ben, a eved. But if you say ben bris, then you're mamad only a akum and not a eved. Okay, good. That's the nafkamina. But what? Where did the Chazal see that the pasuk is only is talking about ben bris? Where is it saying the pasuk atam? It says atam. You right. If you ask me, who am I? I can describe myself in a lot of ways. Some of us describe. I'm the guy who wears this type of shirt. Okay, that's not a great thing. But if that's how you look at yourself, right? I'm a guy who makes a lot of money. It's nice. I appreciate that. But it's still not you, right? I'm a Erlich Yid, okay, that I daven three times, I go to learn, right, that's a little different. You can describe yourself in many ways. Zok the Evan Ezer Meir de Kazach. He says that the pshat is, you don't have to be a Ben Bris. But the pshat is you have to have something equal, something in common. You have to have a common denominator with the Mishaleach, the Mishaleach. Oh, so at the beginning the Gemara thought, Yisrael, that's what you have to be. You have to be Yisrael. No. We are called Yisrael, and we call the Ben Bris. What's an Akum to us? Nothing. There's nothing in common. He's not a Yisrael. He's not a Ben Bris. Therefore, he can't be a Shliach. For us. Go. Masha Enkin, very good. Masha Enkin, a Eved Kanani, he might not be Yisrael, but he has something in common with us. What's that he has in common? Ben Bris. So Zok Eved Ezer, it's not that you have to be a Ben Bris. You have to have something in common with the Mashiach. You have to have a common denominator. Either Yisrael, which Akum is not, or Ben Bris, which Akum is not. But Eved Kanani has. The Gemara Thor meant Yisrael, that's what it means. He says, no, it could be anything. So one of them is Ben Bris. Zok Eved Ezer, so let's take a look at a Mumer. Frek the Magen Avraham, a Mumer is not a Ben Bris. Because the Magen Avraham understood the Gemara very literally. You have to be a Ben Bris. That's the end. You're right. He's not a Ben Bris. But Yisrael afa pi shechata, we all know, Yisrael who. And therefore, since he is Yisrael, memela what? Memela, he could be a shliach. A mumma could be a shliach. That's the Evan Ezer. Memela, we understand the Masas Binyamin, like Rameya said. Why? Because what's the hope shot? Akum can't be a shliach. Not the pshat he's missing in being a shliach. He can't be your shliach. To be your shliach, to be your emissary, right? You have to have something in common. He has nothing in common with us. But to another Akum he is. They're both Einim Ben Brit. They're both Einim Ben Yisrael. They're both Akum. An Akum for an Akum could be. That's the pshat in that shita, says the Evan Ezer.
Didn't Yisrael need a pasuk of Akum to give us the right to
have shlichas here. Oh, so, right. So the pshat is, there's a vada of a man. It's like, the chiddush shlichas is only by us. The Masa, right, that's why some argue on this Masa Binyam. Masa Binyam understood that this is the old shaila. When the Torah is mechadish, not a mitzvah, a concept. Rave, remember we've talked about that. Rave, you go after rave. Does an Akum have rave? Does Akum have suffering the rights of chumrah? Could be they do. Some hold why. The concept is a concept in the Torah. So the concept of shlichus is a concept. Could be, ein shlichus ha'akum, not mitzad the akum, as you say, the chefts of the akum. Mitzad that there's nothing in common with the mishalech. But, so zokt of kiveiga, mayri de gavart. Let's just look at Tosis's kasha. He answers a Tosis's kasha, mayri de gazak. Even though Tosis doesn't say it. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara in number five, the Gemara says, Akum can't be a shliach for Gitin Kedushin. So Gemara says, this is the Gemara Amud before the Gemara we just did. But the Gemara says, why not? Akum because lav b'nei atayra. Because he can't bring about Gitin, how could be a shliach? So Ketai says, having matzi meimashun to be in shluchachem b'nei bris, because you need the shluchachem b'nei bris. Ela denichel meima high time of the shachaf be'evit. The Gemara says something that's shachaf be'evit. Tosis kasha was, why did the Gemara have to say by Akum? Because he's lav b'nei, because he's lav lav bar hatayra, he can't bring about Gitin. Let the Gemara say the reason is because he's not a ben bris. So Gemara wants to say something that includes an evit. Okay, that's Tosis' terms. So Kiveka says it different terms. So the Gemara the Gavard. According to this all understanding, right? As far as Bikas Umazin, what's Negei Asmos time, the halacha still stays. You have to say, Racham and Yavarach b'nei bris kulano mesuvin kan. That's obviously not what we want to learn, but it's a nice thing that it starts from there. But Lagabe Shlichas, he says like this with Kiveika. Now, what's the din to send an Akum as a Shlich? Let's say an Akum, we hold la halacha, we're choshish, an Akum could do Mila. Not Lechatchila, but the evid we hold the Akum could do Mila. Akum's Mila could be kosher. Can you get an Akum to be your Moyo for your son? You could. Will you be Yotze the Mitzvah? No. Why?
Because he's not Mechol Mitzvah.
It doesn't matter. But what, no. So what? But he's kosher.
No, but to do the Mitzvah. He did the action of Mila.
So?
He
doesn't have to get the Mitzvah. I have to get the Mitzvah.
Right, so he can't be your Shliach.
What? He'd not be your Shliach. Well, it's not because he's not by Mitzvahs. Because an Akum can't be a Shliach, right? In other words, Enachanami, Paiskim talk about this. They say, yeah, but he can't be your Shliach. Right, so of course, Sofi can't be your shliach. If Kiveka brings this as Sakasha and the Gemara, Akum could be. So what's right?
But
the bris is done. The kid is gemal. Nobody's arguing about that. But you didn't get your mitzvah. Just like if the father, so I don't want to mal my kid. I'm not interested. And Bezin takes it. Who does it? Who gets the mitzvah? Whoever did it, right? Bezin, Klalis, whoever it is. And a chrami, the father had a chiyuv. So if you send the akum, the bris is done, that's true. The kid is gemal, it's a kosher mila, but the maisa, you didn't get your mitzvah, right? Oh, if you hold isha's kshay, the maisa is shulchanach paskas, isha is kshay, so not to do it. Isha can be a mahelas, right? But the maisa, she's not chayiv in bris mila. If she does it, she gets a mitzvah now. Maybe ain't it's a voice, but what? But it's a kosher mila.
So,
what? That's
a
Gemara's kasha. Okay, good, very good. The Gemara asks that. Sandy? No, Sandy, say the whole Gemara. Sandy learned the Vardazo so many years.
The
Chaf Zayin. Right. The Gemara says either if you hold it kasha, tough. If you hold not kasha, she got somebody else to do it. She started, right? That's what the Gemara says. That's a Gemara's kasha. So, Memela, what happens if you have a mummer who wants to do now a bris on his son. He wants no bris his son. He's a mummer, but Lefkosov, he has good sentiments with his father, or like many say, it's taki, you see, people who are vite, they still do bris mila. It's a reality in Kaliswal. Avraham Lechechinov, I saw once, quoted from his name, so he says, that's why Avraham Avinu did it before Hesia, actually in the middle of the day, that it should never be embarrassing, and the yid is always, you see that most yid in Baruch Hashem do bris milas. So this mumma wants to do a bris mila, okay? He wants to do a bris mila. So, but he doesn't know, so he has to get a shliach. Can you have shlichas with a mumma? So he said, no, he's not a ben bris. You could, why? Because he's a Yisrael, they're both Yisraels. What about to get an Akum to do the bris? Akum can't be a shliach, why? Because...
But he's also not a ben bris.
Oh, Zokta Vekivega, but he's not a ben bris. So you have something common with the Akum. You're not Ben Bris. Dr. Vekiveger, now we have a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? That a Mumer not only can be a Shliach, not like the Magen Avraham, but he can be also a Shliach for, Akum can be a Shliach for him, because there's something in common. Maybe the Kasha and Tysus Kasha is for Amphit. What was Tysus Kasha? An Akum can't do Shliachas. Why? Of Get? Because he's Ein Abateris. Fractitis, he's ain't a ben bris anyway. You're right, he's not ben bris. But what about if a mumma wants to give a get? Then he would be a kosher shliach, because they're both ain't ben bris, like Gavil says. But what's the pshat is no good, because Akum is ain't a b'nei atayr. That's what Mary Dika, if Kivega, and it's the spasha to other things.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.